Hey, good afternoon. Chart review. Today's the 3rd. Deerbrook emergency. Dr. English, ENGLISH. Patient seen on 10-1. First patient is CS, 42-year-old gentleman, presents with severe flank pain, blood pressure 175 over 103. CBC, CMP, your analysis consistent with kidney stone. CT shows a 4-millimeter stone, right-sided hydronephrosis, and 2 small pulmonary nodules, which were not mentioned. Patient was treated with Flomax and Motrin. Patient passed the stone. The patient should have been offered admission with frank hydronephrosis on the right side. A. The pulmonary nodules should have been mentioned to the patient for follow-up in the future. B. Overall, patient was happy with the care received. Next patient is AL, is a 3-year-old with flu-like symptoms. Swab test negative, diagnosed with otitis media. Mom very happy with the care received. Next patient is DH, 34-year-old male with hypertension. Blood pressure was 155 over 92. Left arm pain, chest pain, out of medication. Nitroglycerin patch applied. Chest x-ray, cardiac workup, EKG, within normal limits. Patient's benzopril and Norvasc were refilled. Patient's blood sugar was 213, no history of diabetes, and this was never mentioned to the patient where it was documented or treated, for that matter. I left a message for patient to call me back. We'll try to call back to let him know about the increased blood sugar and need a follow-up with their PCP. Next patient is GH, 54-year-old woman with earache, diagnosed with otitis externa on one part of the chart, otitis media on one part of the chart, only treated with ciprofloxacin. Patient states that she's a little bit better today. She's going to go see the ENT doctor. She's not a diabetic, by the way. Next patient is HK, 29-year-old woman with swelling under her right foot, diagnosed with plantar wart, 1% salicylic acid was prescribed. Patient has not had a chance to get the medication, but was happy with the care. Next patient is LM, is a 5-year-old with aches and pains all over after a car accident, low speed. No x-rays were done, and the patient was sent home with Motrin. Next patient is NS, is the mom of the previous patient. She's 47-year-old in a low-speed MVC. No x-rays were done, was diagnosed with muscle sprain. She was complaining of neck pain and shoulder pain. Treated with hydrochlorothiazide for her blood pressure 182 over 90 and Flexeril for her muscle spasm. Left message for patient to call me back. Please always consider some kind of imaging for patients involved in a motor vehicle accident, even with minimal findings on the exam. Next patient is LH, is a 38-year-old woman with chest pain, blood pressure 167 over 113. Patient has a history of hypertension, lupus, history of myocardial infarction. She's kidney doctor, rheumatologist, and patient had chest x-ray, EKG, full cardiac workup within normal limits. Given patient's age of over 35 and her colorful history, cardiologist should always be called. Also, patient was never offered admission for our observation. Part of that, let's see. So, all right, here we go. Let's do this. Make sure you put chest X-ray, EKG. We're done. Nurses, two nurses were not able to get blood work. Let's go back to that. Patient, a cardiologist was not called. She was discharged, not transferred, even though no blood work, no one was able to get blood work. Dr. English said, we can draw blood from downstairs, in quotation. Patient was livid that they were going to draw blood from her vagina. Dr. English never explained what downstairs meant, and that's just the groin area, not the vaginal area. Patient was upset about that and upset about the fact that they couldn't get any blood from him, from her. Other people have been able to without any problems. Other people have been able to without any problems, she tells me. Please always call cardiologists for anyone over 35 years old with chest pain, as per hospital protocol. Thank you. Next patient is Gigi. So Gigi is a 54-year-old woman with tongue tingling, positive history of diabetes, prednisone 40 milligrams was given, diagnosed with some kind of allergic reaction, and was sent home with more prednisone. Please consider checking blood sugar in a diabetic before prescribing prednisone or some kind of documentation as how well their blood sugar is controlled. Left message for patient to call back. Next patient, TR is my 53-year-old woman with rash under arms, diagnosed with dermatitis. Patient says that it's burning, it's swelling up. She's upset because Dr. English never looked at her underarm, only looked at the top of her arm. Was given prednisone for dermatitis in the ER and prednisone to go home. She's not any better. She's going to go see a dermatologist ASAP. Next patient is BG, 34-year-old woman. Slip and fall at Walmart, complaining of shoulder pain and elbow pain. There were low back pain, sacral pain, all were x-rayed. And they were all normal, given Motrin and Flexeril, and she was happy with Dr. English and the care she received. Next patient is EJ, is a 73-year-old woman with hip pain, leg pain, with a long-standing history of left-sided sciatica. No new injuries, Toradol in the emergency room, and no medication to take home. She did not answer the phone. Next patient is NS. 29-year-old with chest pain, vital signs stable, cardiac workup negative, including EKG, blood work, chest X-ray, UDS, treated with Motrin and Flexeril, with muscle pain, no one answered the phone. With chest muscle sprain, no one answered the phone. Next patient is JD, is a 30-year-old male with shoulder pain. X-rays were within normal limits. And was treated with Motrin. No one answered the phone. Next patient is SM, is a 37-year-old with sore throat, headache, runny nose, cough, congestion, diagnosed with strep, treated with azithromycin. Left message for a patient to call me back. Thank you.